What images come to mind when you hear the word home? Choir just sang, "Precious Lord, lead me home." What images come to your mind? Well, I think for most of us, they're earthly images. They're images of family, people we love, people we care about, and that's a good thing. But the question before us in today's scripture is, do we put family before God? Do we love family more than God? You know, I hear people say, well, I love God first, my family, la, 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 la. But if you look at how we prioritize our lives, how we use our talents, how we make our decisions, how we spend our money, how we prioritize our lives, do we really put God first? Or that's just the polite Christian thing to say. Or are we saying, well, you know, God is such a good guy that it won't bother him much if we don't put him first. I mean, you know, he's so good, he's so loving, he's so caring. But I'll tell you what, if I don't put my family first, I'm in trouble. Because sometimes they're not so good, they're not so loving, they're not so caring, and they'll get on me if I don't take care of them first. If I don't deal with what they want when we go to the store and buy clothes. If we don't deal with what we're going to do about the next car we purchase or the place we're going to live in, whatever it may be. You know, we give lip service to loving God first. But our lives, our behavior says we put family first. And I know what that's like. I feel like I did a bit of that this past week. We were in Florida at theme parks. And it's a lot tougher at 58 than it was at 38. But the things you do for children and grandchildren, you know, to see their faces, would I have put truly that much effort walking and sweating for God? When I was preparing this sermon, you know, I had to ask myself that. What does my behavior say about putting God first? There's nothing wrong with believing in a loving God because we indeed have a loving God, but I think we kind of romanticize our Christian view of God. I mean, God is so good and so loving, you know, everybody's really going to make it to heaven. There's a lot of people in this church that think that. Somehow, everybody's going to make it. I mean, fortunately, we got folks in this church who know that the scriptures say that's not true. We don't know that everybody's going to make it. Matter of fact, we have more evidence in this book that not everybody's going to make it. But we don't like to look at that. And scriptures like the one we have today in Matthew point to that. Jesus is saying that to the people he's talking to. Yeah, there's going to be the reign of peace, of shalom. But he didn't come to bring peace on earth. He wanted to establish peace in heaven, in the universe, in all of God's creation. It wasn't just about the earth. It's not just about us. As a matter of fact, he said, I came not to bring peace to earth, but a sword. Something that cuts, something that divides, something that separates, something that makes people somewhat of adversaries with one another. The song says, "Precious Lord, lead me home." It's about a new home. It's about a new family. It's about a new way of life. That's what the church is supposed to be when we place God first. And when we do that, sometimes we'll get in trouble with our families. Has your faith been strong enough that you've been in trouble with your family because of your faith? Well, I say hallelujah. If you've got a faith strong enough that it's put you at odds with your family, I say praise the Lord. And if you've never had that, you need to look at yourself closely. Because if we're following the Word, if we're reading the Word, if we're taking a stand on the Word, some times it's going to divide us in the family. Now, with a lot of prayer and members of the family submitting to the Lord Jesus Christ, it can also bring us together much closer than we can be in a worldly sense. And that's what Jesus was talking about. A new kind of home, a new kind of family, new kind of relationships that rise above the natural relationships of this world. It doesn't mean we have to put these relationships down. It just means that we put God first. Do you put God before family and friendships? Or does God just get the leftovers? Because God will understand. God's forgiving. Later on in Matthew, we hear several times that there's gonna be a judgment. And we don't like that either. There are people who think that's not going to happen, and it's certainly not going to happen to Christians. But I'll tell you what, that's what our Lord said was going to happen. Now, we've had theologians through the ages try to get around that. Why? It's uncomfortable. We don't like it. We don't want to deal with those kinds of issues. But God's love means nothing unless it's a God who can be counted on for right and wrong, and that means there's discipline for doing wrong. That means there's judgment. There is no mercy without judgment. And every once in a while, it's good for us to face up to the fact that as Christians, we just can't just lark along saying, well, I can live any way I want to because God's going to forgive me. You know, even those who enter the kingdom are going to have to face judgment. And you know, maybe, just maybe, on a spiritual level, having to face judgment in the kingdom may in some ways be worse than being in hell. To stand before a holy God, a holy Christ, and a holy Spirit, and be accountable for the decisions we've made and the lives we've lived, I think it's going to be a very painful thing. We're saved. We're in the kingdom. But the greatest pain we'll experience before we experience the great joy of that kingdom is facing up to how we use this precious life He gave us and the priorities we set and whether we love God more than anyone else or anything else. Whoever loves father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross, deal with the division and the shame and even the disgrace it may bring in the family, in the community, among our friends, to be a follower of Jesus Christ is not worthy of Jesus. Those who find their life in this life are going to lose it. And those who lose their life for Jesus' sake will find it. Do you love God first and foremost? And if you do, you'll be able to love your family more. But when you hear the words, "Precious Lord, lead me home," it's a call to the kingdom. That's our heavenly home. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank you for your great love. Our love's rather puny, picky, often selfish and self-centered. Even when we give, we deep down expect something in return. Our love's not like your love, but you want to teach us that love. That's why we gather here. That's why we come to church. That's why we come to Sunday school. That's why we come to our extra sessions. Whatever else we do, we come here to learn, to love like Jesus loved, to be a special family. And that equips us to be better people in our homes, in our work, in our world. Teach us to put you first. Learn to love, whatever the cost. For we ask it in Jesus' name and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen.